Hundreds of Alaskans are in Washington, D.C. today to celebrate Donald Trump's inauguration as president. APRN's Liz Ruskin hit a few of their hotspots.
Kathy Hosford was decked out in gold nugget jewelry at one of the pre-inauguration receptions for Alaska visitors. And she was beaming.
I'm just very excited. I have hope for my grandchildren. I am very, and we're going back to work.
As a country, she meant. Hosford is a lodge owner from Dyea near Skagway. As she sees it, her part of Alaska and the Klondike Gold Rush is part of the Trump success story.
You know, Trump started out, his grandfather Grump started out in Dyea, Alaska, right where my little lodge is, built a little hotel at Lake Bennett, come out with a little bit of money, came back to New York and started a real estate business. And that was only two generations ago.
Hosford was a delegate for Trump at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. She says it was a lifetime highlight. She isn't going to any of the inaugural balls, but she planned to attend a few of the Alaska parties. One featured singer Hobo Jim and Mushin mortician Scott Jansen with his sled dog Thunder. Hosford said she also intended to be at Trump's parade.
Really exciting, absolutely. I knew a long time ago I was pretty sure that he was going to make it to the top, and he did. He cut through the mud, and he's going places, and he's going to take us to a place where we can all come together again. I really believe that.
Belief was part of George Lamoureux's take on Trump, too. Lamoureux of Anchorage recalls being asked on election night if he thought Trump would win.
And I said, well, it's part of God's plan. He'll win. And he won.
God's plan.
Yep, there you go.
In the back of the room, near the refreshment table, lurked a Trump skeptic.
So who'd you vote for?
Gary Johnson, actually.
Cole Faulkner, a student at Georgetown, was at the reception with his parents, Wynne and Audrey Faulkner of Anchorage. They were Trump supporters. Their son, he's apprehensive.
Oh, definitely, yeah. He should be fine for, you know, domestic policy and everything, but lack of foreign policy experience and what we've seen from him so far is quite concerning.
Trump tote bags. 1 for 10, 2 for 15.
The streets of Capitol Hill took on a carnival atmosphere on inauguration morning. Two blocks from the Capitol, Alaskans streamed into a townhouse, the office of lobbyist Jack Ferguson. They were welcomed with donuts and sent off with directions to get through the right security gate.
Yes, you go that way and then turn left.
Okay.
And
appreciate
you. You bet. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Have a good time. Come back afterwards.
We'll see you.
Ferguson, a former chief of staff to the late Senator Ted Stevens, has been throwing an open house for Alaskans every inauguration morning since 1980.
Sometimes the weather has been so cold that this place would be jamming full of people because they wouldn't go out.
His reception was also a last chance for an Alaskan to pick up a ceremony ticket. The state's congressional delegation received about 1,000 to distribute. With hours to go, some tickets were still unclaimed. Ferguson says not to read too much into that.
First off, our delegation is very senior, so they get more tickets. You know, and secondly, people that want to come, we have to travel further away than most. So,
there's the boss.
Alaskans were spread across different sections of the Capitol lawn. They saw Trump shoot rhetorical arrows at the political elite.
Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered.
Alaska Congressman Don Young, in office nearly 44 years, said afterward he took no offense.
He doesn't clarify the political past is the executive branch, not the Congress. It's the executive branch, the bureaucratic agencies. That's what's killed this country.
Young, not a Trump fan at first, says it was a good inaugural address and, the congressman noted, short. Reporting from the U.S. Capitol, I'm Liz Ruskin.